أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أفغير الله تأمروني أعبد أيها الجاهلون. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala gave great encouragement and exhortation that a person should make tawbah no matter what gunas he has committed. He must never ever give up hope in the mercy of Allah, and he must make tawbah, and Allah is ready to forgive whatever gunas a person has committed. Just before the throes of death, sakarat, every person, no matter what worse gunas he could have committed, he just makes tawbah and Allah accepts it. And tawbah is such a thing that makes a person who was nari, who was going to Jahannam, he makes him nuri, full of nur, going to Jannah. A person who was Jahannami becomes Jannati. A person who was mabghuz, hated by Allah, immediately by sincere tawbah, he becomes mahbub, he becomes the beloved of Allah. Now in these ayat, Allah Ta'ala exhorts us that a person should not suffer from an inferiority complex being a Muslim. He must not shy away from Islamic identity and from Islamic life, our dressing, our identity, our time of namaz, etc. We must not be shy, and we must perform it wherever we are. So Allah says, أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَأْمُرُونِّي أَعْبُدُ أَيُّهَا الْجَاهِلُونَ. To ke ap Allah ke siwa kisi ko batlate ho ke poojo e nadano. That say to the non-believers that are you to commanding me, I must worship anything besides Allah Ta'ala, O ignorant people. In other words, don't let them have any hope that they can win us over to their way. Not only to their religion, but a Muslim must be so firm on his identity also that even the fashions of the non-Muslims, their brand names, their lifestyle, we will not follow it. We must make it known we have got our unique way, which is the splendid and honorable way of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we will follow that way. And we will not follow the way of the non-believers. And we must be so emphatic on this that they must have no hope whatsoever that we can win over this people, not to our religion, even to our lifestyle. وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. اور حکم ہو چکا ہے تجھ کو اور تجھ سے اگلوں کو. And Allah says, وَحِي has already come to you, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and to those people who were before you, that is, the righteous, the believers, the people who are obedient to Allah. لَيْنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ وَلَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. کہ تُو نے اگر شرک مان لیا تو اکارت جائے گا تیرے عمل اور تو ہوگا ٹوٹے میں پرا. That if you have to commit shirk and associate partners with Allah Ta'ala, then all your actions will be cancelled, they will be destroyed, and you will be amongst the great losers. Allah is addressing Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam directly, but actually making us here. There are various reasons that understand that when the matter is so serious that even say, Allah says, even you, O Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, if you have to make shirk, then all your amal will be destroyed and you will be amongst the losers, which is of course an impossible thing. But it is for us to realize how important this command is that Allah is telling us, but is addressing Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then there are various other aspects also with this, that one is if you make shirk, that is you change your religion, you start worshipping other things, na'uzubillah, and the other is that even adopting the lifestyle of the non-believers, that also has been termed as a type of shirk. You have mixing now between the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the lifestyle of the non-believers. Another aspect is that if you start following just in their ways, cherishing just their ideas, feeling happy now Christmas is coming, New Year is coming, holiday mood is here, then that also is going to slowly lead you to more greater things. Then you will start acting like them. And very sadly, now during this holiday period, how many Muslims behave like the non-Muslims? The parties which are being held by companies, the matric ball, etc., people who are going on holidays, their dressing changes completely, and we behave just like the non-believers. So Allah has warned us seriously, and this can lead you finally to shirk also. So abhor and stay away from their path completely, so much that they have no hope that you will live their lifestyle, that you will dress like them, that you will do anything like them. بَلِلَّهَ فَعْبُدْ وَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ نہیں بلکہ اللہ ہی کو پوج اور وہ حق ماننے والوں میں ہے. No, don't ever do that, but only worship Allah. Not only your private ibadat which you do in your masjids, your tilawat, your zikr, but even outwardly. Don't be shy to dress like a Muslim. Don't be shy to behave. Don't be shy to say insha'Allah, masha'Allah, even if you are talking to non-Muslims. Don't be shy to make your salam. Make it loudly and clearly to other Muslims. Don't shy away from Islamic practices in any way. And make shukr to Allah that Allah has given you the most greatest and honorable way, the way of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. There can be no way that comes anywhere near this, and Allah has given you that. Adopt that way and make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدَرِهِ اور نہیں سمجھے اللہ کو جتنا کچھ وہ ہے. But sadly, people have not appreciated Allah Ta'ala as Allah should have been appreciated. The commands of Allah we have not appreciated. Like for example, if we are invited to a wonderful meal and we just sit there, we don't eat. No, we can praise that food as much, but we did not appreciate the object of that da'wat. If we eat the food, then really will we get the enjoyment, and then we won't be able to stop talking about it. So just like that, the meal of deen, just looking at deen and praising deen and talking about deen is not sufficient. Bring deen into our lives. Get the enjoyment of deen and the proper way. Then you won't be able to stop talking about deen. You won't be able to stop talking about Allah when we have known who Allah is and we have a connection with Allah Ta'ala. So in other words, that also and the whole of deen, bring it into your lives. And then you will appreciate what this deen is. وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ اور زمین ساری ایک مٹھی ہے اس کی دن قیامت کے. And the earth is all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. That is, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will wrap up this whole world. It means, according to the ulama of before, they take the literal meaning that Allah will wrap up this whole world. How He will wrap it up, that we don't know. It's not according to our understanding. Allah will wrap it up as He wants to, and it will be in His hands. The whole world will be in His hand. Or later ulama have said it's figurative. That means everything is in the control of Allah, and Allah will end this world finally when Qiyamah comes. وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ اور آسمان لپتے ہوئے ہو اس کے دہنے ہاتھ میں. And the skies will be wrapped up in the right hand of Allah Ta'ala. In other words, this world which is so big, but in the eyes of Allah and in the qudrat of Allah, it is nothing. It is all just in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. And all this will come to an end when Qiyamah will come. Subhanah, wo paak hai. Allah is pure of any faults. Those people who think, how can this happen? They haven't understood who Allah is. Allah's qudrat is above everything. For Him to wrap up the earth, and for example, we, when something comes to an end, we just say, wrap up everything now. It's a matter, small matter, which we can do ourselves. We do it ourselves. In the house, there was a da'wat. The whole house was upside down. The kitchen was in a mess. Now we wrap up everything in a jiffy. Everything is cleaned up, and it looks like nothing happened here. For Allah, the whole world, the heavens and the earth, are absolutely nothing. When the end of the world will come, Allah will just wrap up everything, and it will have come to an end. وَتَعَالَىٰ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ اور بہت اوپر ہے اس سے کے نہ شریک بتلاتے ہیں. اینڈ اللہ تعالیٰ از مچ مور ہائر اینڈ سپیریئر آف آل دا تھنگس ویچ آر ایسوسیٹڈ ٹو اللہ. دیٹ ہاؤ ول اللہ ڈو اٹ؟ اللہ کان ڈو اٹ. دس از این امپاسبل تھنگ. المرء يقيس على نفسه. Man is such that he, his logic is according to his own brain. What he can do, he feel others can do. What he can't do, he feel others also can't do. So, but we don't realize there are many things which we can't do, which we can't comprehend, others understand it easily. And Allah, who is so great, what is it difficult for Allah to wrap up the heavens and the earth? So in these ayat, the main subject, two subjects. One is we should not be shy of our deen. We should not suffer from an inferiority complex. We must practice our deen so much that non-Muslims have no hope whatsoever that we'll follow in any way in their ways. And the other is the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, which Allah Ta'ala will manifest at the time of Qiyamah. And all the time Allah's qudrat is so great. If only we can open our eyes and see the qudrat of Allah. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.